The Wisdom of Teams, Creating the High-Performance Organization. By John R. Katzenbach and Douglas K. Smith. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Wisdom of Teams, Creating the High-Performance Organization by John R. Katzenbach and Douglas K. Smith is a book about how to create high-performing teams in organizations. The authors argue that teams are essential for success in today's complex business environment, and they provide practical advice on how to build effective teams. They discuss the importance of team dynamics, leadership, communication, trust, and commitment as key components of successful teamwork. The authors begin by discussing why teams are important for organizational success. They explain that when individuals work together as part of a team, they can achieve more than if each person worked alone because they can leverage their collective knowledge and skills to solve problems faster and more effectively than any one individual could do alone. Additionally, working together allows people to share ideas, which leads to better decision-making. Next, the authors discuss what makes an effective team. They emphasize the importance of having clear goals and objectives so everyone knows what needs to be accomplished, strong leadership from someone who understands both the task at hand as well as group dynamics, open communication between members, trust among members, commitment from all involved parties, and finally flexibility so that changes can be made quickly when needed. The authors then move on to discuss how leaders should manage their teams in order for them to reach peak performance levels. This includes setting expectations for performance levels early on in order to ensure accountability within the group, providing feedback regularly so everyone knows where they stand with regards to progress towards goals, encouraging collaboration between members while also allowing autonomy when appropriate, recognizing successes publicly but dealing with failures privately or behind closed doors whenever possible. Finally, Katzenbach and Smith offer some tips on how organizations can foster an environment conducive for successful teamwork, such as creating incentives for collaboration rather than competition among employees or departments within an organization, or investing time into developing relationships between colleagues through activities like social events or retreats. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Establishing a team is not enough to ensure success. Teams must be managed and supported in order to reach their full potential. Idea summary: Teams are not self-sustaining entities, they require management and support to reach their highest performance levels. Main idea number two: Teams must have a clear purpose and objectives. Without a clear purpose and objectives, teams will lack direction and focus. Idea summary: Teams must have a clear purpose and objectives in order to stay on track and achieve their goals. Main idea number three. Teams must have the right mix of skills and abilities. Teams must have the right mix of skills and abilities in order to be successful. Idea summary: Teams must be composed of individuals with the right mix of skills and abilities in order to be successful. Main idea number four. Teams must have a shared commitment to success. Teams must have a shared commitment to success in order to be successful. Idea summary: Teams must have a shared commitment to success in order to reach their goals and be successful. Main idea number five. Teams must have effective communication. Teams must have effective communication in order to be successful. Idea summary: Teams must have effective communication in order to share information, ideas, and opinions in order to be successful. Main idea number six. Teams must have a supportive environment. Teams must have a supportive environment in order to be successful. Idea summary: Teams must have a supportive environment in order to foster collaboration and trust in order to be successful. Main idea number seven. Teams must have a clear decision-making process. Teams must have a clear decision-making process in order to be successful. Idea summary: teams must have a clear decision-making process in order to make decisions quickly and effectively in order to be successful. Main idea number 8. Teams must have a clear understanding of roles and responsibilities. Teams must have a clear understanding of roles and responsibilities in order to be successful. Idea summary: teams must have a clear understanding of roles and responsibilities in order to ensure that everyone is working towards the same goals in order to be successful. Main idea number 9. Teams must have a shared vision. Teams must have a shared vision in order to be successful. Idea summary: teams must have a shared vision in order to stay focused and motivated in order to be successful. Main idea number 10. Teams must have a sense of ownership. Teams must have a sense of ownership in order to be successful. Idea summary: teams must have a sense of ownership in order to take responsibility for their actions and results in order to be successful. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Establishing a team is not enough to ensure success. Teams must be managed and supported in order for them to reach their full potential. This means that the team leader must provide guidance, direction, and resources to help the team achieve its goals. The leader should also create an environment of trust and collaboration so that members can work together effectively. Additionally, it is important for the leader to recognize individual contributions and celebrate successes as a group. The Wisdom of Teams: Creating the High Performance Organization by John R. Katzenbach and Douglas K. Smith emphasizes that teams need more than just structure; they require ongoing support from leadership in order to succeed. Leaders should focus on developing relationships between members, encouraging open communication, providing feedback on performance, setting clear expectations for each member's role within the team, and recognizing accomplishments along the way. In short, establishing a successful team requires more than just putting people together; it requires active management and support from leadership in order for teams to reach their highest levels of performance. Main idea number 2. Teams must have a clear purpose and objectives in order to stay on track and achieve their goals. Without this clarity, teams will lack direction and focus, making it difficult for them to make progress towards their desired outcomes. A team's purpose should be specific enough that everyone involved understands what the team is trying to accomplish, while its objectives should provide measurable targets that can be used as benchmarks for success. It is also important for teams to regularly review their purpose and objectives so they remain relevant over time. Having a clear understanding of why the team exists and what it hopes to achieve helps ensure that all members are working together towards the same goal. This shared vision allows each individual member of the team to understand how their own contributions fit into the bigger picture, creating an environment where collaboration is encouraged rather than hindered by confusion or disagreement about priorities. In addition, having clearly defined goals gives teams something tangible they can strive towards. By setting achievable milestones along the way, teams can measure their progress against these targets, which provides motivation and encourages continued effort even when challenges arise. Main idea number 3. Teams must be composed of individuals with the right mix of skills and abilities in order to be successful. This means that teams should have members who possess a variety of different talents, such as technical expertise, problem-solving ability, communication skills, creativity, and leadership qualities. Having a diverse set of skills allows teams to tackle complex tasks more effectively by drawing on each member's unique strengths. Additionally, having team members with complementary skill sets can help ensure that all aspects of a project are addressed properly. In addition to having the right mix of skills and abilities within the team itself, it is also important for teams to have access to resources outside their own group. This could include external experts or consultants who can provide specialized knowledge or advice when needed. It may also involve leveraging technology solutions or other tools that can help streamline processes and increase efficiency. Ultimately, creating an effective team requires careful consideration when selecting its members and ensuring they have access to the necessary resources. By taking these steps into account during the formation process, organizations will be better equipped to build high-performing teams capable of achieving great results. Main idea number 4. Teams must have a shared commitment to success in order to be successful. This means that all members of the team must be dedicated and willing to work together towards achieving their goals. They must also trust each other, communicate openly and honestly, and support one another throughout the process. A team's commitment should include setting clear objectives, developing strategies for reaching those objectives, and holding each other accountable for results. In addition to having a shared commitment to success, teams need strong leadership from within the group as well as from outside sources such as coaches or mentors. Leaders should provide guidance on how best to reach goals while also encouraging collaboration among team members. It is important that everyone feels heard and respected so they can contribute their ideas without fear of criticism or judgment. Finally, teams need an environment where creativity is encouraged and mistakes are seen as learning opportunities rather than failures. Teams should strive for continuous improvement by regularly evaluating progress against set goals and making adjustments when necessary. Main idea number 5. Teams must have effective communication in order to be successful. Effective communication is essential for teams to share information, ideas, and opinions. It allows team members to understand each other's perspectives and work together towards a common goal. Communication also helps build trust among team members, which is necessary for collaboration and problem solving. Good communication involves active listening, providing feedback, asking questions when needed, being open-minded about different points of view, and expressing oneself clearly. Team members should strive to create an environment where everyone feels comfortable speaking up without fear of judgment or criticism. This will help ensure that all voices are heard and respected. In addition to verbal communication between team members, it is important for teams to use technology such as email or video conferencing tools in order to stay connected with remote workers or those who cannot attend meetings in person. Technology can also be used as a way of tracking progress on tasks or projects so that everyone knows what needs to be done. Main idea number 6. Teams must have a supportive environment in order to be successful. This means creating an atmosphere of trust and collaboration, where team members feel comfortable expressing their ideas and opinions without fear of criticism or judgment. A supportive environment encourages open communication, allowing team members to share their thoughts and feelings openly with each other. It also allows for constructive feedback that can help the team grow and improve. In addition, a supportive environment helps foster creativity by providing an atmosphere where new ideas are welcomed and explored. Team members should feel free to take risks without worrying about failure or being judged harshly if things don't work out as planned. By encouraging risk-taking, teams can come up with innovative solutions that may not have been considered otherwise. Finally, having a supportive environment is essential for building strong relationships between team members. When people feel safe enough to express themselves freely within the group dynamic, they will be more likely to form meaningful connections with one another, which can lead to greater productivity overall. Main idea number 7. Teams must have a clear decision-making process in order to be successful. This means that the team should establish a system for making decisions that is understood by all members and followed consistently. The process should include steps such as identifying the issue, gathering information, discussing options, evaluating alternatives, reaching consensus on a solution, and implementing the decision. It is important to ensure that everyone has an opportunity to contribute their ideas and opinions during each step of the process. Having a clear decision-making process helps teams make decisions quickly and effectively. When everyone understands how decisions are made, it eliminates confusion or disagreements about who has authority over certain issues. Additionally, having an established system allows teams to move forward with confidence, knowing they have reached agreement on solutions. In order for teams to be successful, they must have a well-thought-out plan for making decisions. Establishing this plan will help ensure that all team members understand their roles in the decision-making process and can work together efficiently towards achieving common goals. Main idea number 8. Teams must have a clear understanding of roles and responsibilities in order to be successful. Each team member should understand their individual role, as well as the roles of other members on the team. This will help ensure that everyone is working towards the same goals and objectives, which can lead to greater efficiency and productivity. It also helps create an environment where each person feels valued for their contributions, which can increase morale and motivation. Having a clear understanding of roles and responsibilities also allows teams to identify areas where they may need additional support or resources. This can help them better allocate resources so that tasks are completed more quickly and efficiently. Additionally, it ensures that all team members are held accountable for their actions, helping to foster trust within the group. In order for teams to be successful, it is essential that they have a clear understanding of roles and responsibilities from the outset. Doing so will enable them to work together effectively while achieving their desired outcomes. Main idea number 9. Having a shared vision is essential for teams to be successful. A shared vision provides the team with focus and motivation, allowing them to work together towards a common goal. It also helps create an environment of trust and collaboration, as each member knows that their efforts are contributing to something bigger than themselves. A shared vision should be clear and concise so that everyone on the team understands it. It should also be inspiring enough to motivate members to take action in order to achieve it. The vision should also reflect the values of the organization or group, as this will help ensure that all members are working towards a unified purpose. Creating a shared vision can sometimes be difficult, but it is worth investing time into developing one. Once established, teams must continually revisit their shared vision in order to stay focused and motivated throughout their journey. Main idea number 10. Teams must have a sense of ownership in order to be successful. This means that team members need to take responsibility for their actions and results, rather than relying on external sources or outside forces. When teams feel a sense of ownership, they are more likely to work together towards common goals and objectives, as well as hold each other accountable for their performance. Additionally, when teams have a sense of ownership, they are more likely to innovate and come up with creative solutions that can help the organization reach its desired outcomes. In order for teams to develop this feeling of ownership, it is important that team members understand the purpose behind their work and how it contributes to the overall success of the organization. Team leaders should also provide clear direction on what needs to be accomplished while allowing team members autonomy over how tasks are completed. Finally, organizations should recognize individual contributions from team members in order to foster an environment where everyone feels valued. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.